laying on of hands.
This is Dr. Herbert O. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capitol, California, with the Bible story. Laying on of hands. People have the idea that Jesus laid his hands on people to heal them. They have the idea that Jesus went around healing everybody and making them whole and perfect and taking away their illnesses and taking away their death and their unhappiness and things like that. But did he really? If we would read carefully our Bible stories from the New Testament, we'd find that Jesus was a very aloof person. Jesus looked at everyone and saw them through the eyes of the Christ, because he was the Christ. And as he looked on them, he saw them, and they came to him in droves, wanting healing and wanting help. And he said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am come to show you the way so that you can heal yourself. I am come to show you the life that is immortal, eternal. And I am the way, the pathway to that light and that truth." And he spoke to people. Oh, he loved people. He loved the little children. He said, "Let them come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven." But when it came time for healing, when it came time for everything, he would say to them, "Do you believe?" And if they said yes, the healing was done. If they doubted, or if they lied, or if they couldn't say anything, no healing took place. We only hear about the times that people believed in the words of Jesus and believed in themselves. And then these people are the ones who we find written about in the Bible, where the healings took place. But the healings took place in many, 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 many more people that we never hear about. Because these are the people who thought about it afterwards. If I have the right thought in my mind, I'll have healing. That's what Jesus told me. And you see, they're not written about in the Bible because they are Johnny-come-latelys. They find the truth a little later. And as they find the truth a little later, then they have the healing. And then they seek to follow the admonition of Jesus as he said, "Now, go and don't do the same thing that brought you this problem before. Be a loving, gentle, dynamic, wonderful being. Go and sin no more," he said to them. And to sin means to make a mistake. And he said, "Don't make mistakes again. Believe in yourself. Believe who you are and know who you are and experience who you are and enjoy who you are. And as you do this, watch. You'll see that life is wonderful. Because you are wonderful." Laying on of hands? Jesus didn't do that. He laid on of words. He laid on of love. He laid on of understanding. He laid on of the belief in they are whole and perfect. In the belief, arise, he only sleepeth. In the belief that life is immortal. And we are all designed spiritually, physically, mentally, to be whole and perfect at all times. And the message of the man Jesus, the message of the Christ, the message of God, is to go within and find that presence, claim it, name it, enjoy it, and experience wholeness and perfection all the years of your life. I love you. I love you. I love you.